Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love, the letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to Yours Sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Throughout the podcast, we've talked about grief and what it's like to still carry the love you have for someone when they're no longer around. When I spoke to Izzy Sutty, she talked about one of her best friends, her old drama teacher, and one of her favourite actors, Michael J. Fox. In this clip, she reflects on the grief of losing her dad.
I found it hard seeing someone who'd always been, I suppose, you know, just in that role of dad, and I hadn't really, although he had a stroke in his 50s, I generally hadn't really worried about his health. And then suddenly seeing him so frail and stuff, I think that can be really tricky, can't it? Because you're like, another reminder that they're human. And then obviously the whole process of losing someone and grieving. But I think for a while I could only think of him in hospital and being really ill. And they look very different, don't they, when they're ill? And it's just... And then I think as time's gone on, and I don't know if you've found this too, I've been able to kind of have a more rounded view of dad. But yeah, it does. It must be to do with your brain. I feel like in some ways...
Protection. Yeah, there's all sorts of different things that you'll do, put in the way to protect yourself, whatever. And some of that is, you know, difficult and harmful. And actually we should try to get rid of those sorts of protections. But mostly it's a good thing.
I think so. Yeah. It's really easy to chastise yourself and go, oh, I should accept that. I felt like dad was going to come back for years. I felt like he was just hiding and he was going to come back.
Me too, all the time.
Myself, did you?
I really kept thinking, I remember one time like being in her house and opening the downstairs toilet and shouting for her to bring me toilet roll. And she'd been dead about a year. And I was like... Like, what is wrong with you? Like, yeah, I thought... And certainly, when somebody dies very suddenly as well, so when Joe died, I just didn't believe it. For ages, I just was like, this is wrong. Like, you know, I've read things in the newspaper that are wrong before. Like, this is wrong. Like, this is just... This can't be true.
You can't... I know a friend of mine suddenly died a couple of years ago, and I... Someone told me and I said, oh, it just can't be true because I saw him on Tuesday. And that was my... I was like, it can't be.
Well, that's exactly my reaction to Jo because I had left her house like 12 hours before. And I was like, she can't be dead. No, no, you've misunderstood. She was literally stood next to me less than 24 hours ago. Don't be ridiculous. She can't be dead. People who were stood by me recently can't be dead. Like, what a ridiculous thing to think.
I know, but it's just shock, isn't it? It's your brain's way of giving you time to accept it, I think.
Yeah, I think it must be.
But I think we have to be really kind to ourselves in those moments. I think I was sometimes really hard on myself, be like, come on, Izzy, you know, he's dead, you've been to the funeral. And it's like, actually, it's really hard. Like, give yourself a bit of time and, yeah.
Yeah, give yourself a break. Conversely, I think that people are worried when they don't feel as much as they thought that they were going to feel. And I think that's terrible when people give themselves a hard time about that as well. Whatever I say to people, whenever I meet a lot of people who are very, who are bereaved or had terrible times, obviously, at my job, and often very extreme bad things are the things that cross my path. I learned that, you know, I hated people saying sort of everything happens for a reason, platitudes and things like that to me. And so, and all, oh, your mom's in a better place. And I think, what, where's better than here with me?
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to November the 18th for the full episode. Let me tell you about something exciting coming up. This autumn, I'm hosting my first ever live audience recording of Yours Sincerely. I'll be closing off the final night of the Birmingham Literature Festival by interviewing the author, broadcaster and founder of Beauty Banks, Sally Hughes. Come and join us on October the 9th at the Birmingham Rep for a great conversation and the chance to ask your own questions. To find out more and get tickets, visit the Birmingham Literature Festival website, which will be linked in the description. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.